Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was in school, I mean, it had to be a real big issue for there not to be school that day. For them to cancel school, the ramifications of canceling school for a reason that was not worthy would be a nightmare. So they rarely canceled school. I mean, if there was a snow day, obviously, I never lived in snow, but I understand that there would be cancellations for snow days. Why? Well, if at all, it would be a risk to students. You had to cancel. I get that. We would be closed on national holidays, although now we have a lot more than we used to. But I remember a few years back, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, we had a snow day because it snowed in Las Vegas, which was rare. And I guess there was a lot of pressure to call it a snow day. And I remember my mom called me at work and my son picked up the phone. And my mom then gets on the phone with me going, you know, why isn't he in school? And I go, oh, snow day. You know, because I brought him to work. I still had to work. She goes, snow day? She looked outside and she's like, you're joking, right? No, literally, we closed down for a snow day. And what's fascinating about that is then it snowed pretty badly the next day, and we were slipping and sliding on the streets, but they didn't have that day a snow day because of all the backlash. They just messed it up. Well, look, for student safety, I will support it. But you need to have some common sense when you do it. Well, now we're being told that there are going to be hundreds of schools that are going to have to close down next month. Why? Snow day? Nope. It's a solar eclipse. A solar eclipse. I remember in the 70s having to go outside with my little index card, because we didn't have glasses at the time, for us to all look at the solar eclipse. I don't know what the hell I was seeing. You know, and they go, please do not stare at the light. But they gave us all index cards with a little hole poked in them. And it was fine. We didn't leave school. We did get to go outside to try and see it, but anyway, they are going to close down school. Hundreds of school districts from Maine to Texas are going to experience near total darkness next month as the total solar eclipse is coming. Now, usually a solar eclipse lasts about a minute or two. I mean, for total, it goes pretty quickly. And I guess rather than having everybody go outside, get some glasses on and look at it, they think they just need to shut down the whole 8-hour day. They say the move is an effort to keep students safe, protecting their eyes from harmful solar radiation, and ensuring that they safely arrive home, as thousands of out-of-towners will crowd small-town streets to catch a glimpse of this. Really? Wouldn't it be safer to just keep them in the classroom and tell them not to look at it? I'm sure kids are going to run outside and want to look at it even if they're not in school. It's going to happen on April 8th. The moon is going to pass between the sun and the earth very briefly, blocking out some of the light hitting certain areas of the earth. Parts of the U.S. might not get to see the complete solar, but it is a 115-mile swath of the country. That includes 14 states will be in a zone where there will be totality. Broad daylight will be completely engulfed by darkness. And they say it's going to last about 4 minutes. So I think that will be cool, But if it's a four-minute phenomenon, you really got to close down the schools? They say NASA warns watching the sun as it's slowly obscuring by the moon's shadow can cause serious eye injury. Do not look at the light. So many school districts, because they're worried that kids are going to look at the sun, are going to make sure they bunker down at home. Now, apparently the district is planned to hold a half day of classes, some of them. Others think they just need to remove the whole day of school. So look, I think it's going to be cool. Obviously, we'll cover whatever we can audioly, but anybody that wants to go and leave my show to watch the solar eclipse, that's fine. Just don't forget, use solar protection. I'm going to tell you right now, the last eclipse we had, which was, I think, just a year or two ago, I had my index card. I didn't have the specialized glasses. And I ran outside, and I put the index card up, and then I think the dog was messing with me, and I look away, and I look back at the sun, and there was a crescent. And I quickly put the index card in front of me. I felt that crescent and saw that crescent in one eye for probably a good 20, 30 minutes. That scared me. And it was the crescent of that part of the solar eclipse. I mean, it's serious stuff. Do not look at the sun. I would ask parents. That's what I would do. I would ask parents and say, look, guys, you know, do you have the type of kid that's going to stare at the sun? Do you want them in school so we can make sure they're all wearing glasses, give them an opportunity to watch this, or keep them in the classroom? Or do you want them at home while you're working to run around and do whatever? But, you know, it seems like we keep finding reasons to keep kids out of school. You know, I used to never see school districts do this, but now there's all these staff development days. Now, I've been an educator. You know, I would just prepare everything on my own time at night. But I get now you just don't do that. You give people office time to do their lessons, etc. But I thought that's what the summertime used to be for. I thought teachers never had 3 months off. That they worked year-round, but they organized all their lesson plans in the summer. But no, now it's, you know, staff development day, things like that. But I just wish kids would learn year-round. And, if we're going to give them a day off, I don't mind, but make sure they make that up. 1-877-DOC-ELLIE.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, all right. Making big headlines today in medical news was how the FDA has approved a weight loss medication that we've been using for weight loss, which originally was used for diabetes, Ozempic, then its weight loss counterpart, Wegovy. Well, the FDA has now given it an indication for cardiovascular health. This is huge, right, for the medical community. But as usual, there's some things we need to think about, okay? So we talked about this a little earlier in the show. Many of you had questions. So let me kind of recap the study and kind of go over what we need to now be prepared for, because there's good news with this, but there's also some bad news. All right. So here we go. FDA on Friday approved Novo Nordisk's weight loss drug Wegovy, which is the Ozempic counterpart. I don't think we have this for Zepbound, the counterpart of Mounjaro, but it is for Wegovy, which is a GLP-1 agonist. It helps with satiety, helping normalize blood sugars, makes people feel full, lose their appetite, not wanting to drink alcohol. We're even hearing of some positive mood issues, but it has now gained an additional indication, not only for weight loss, but to reduce cardiovascular disease for those who are at risk for cardiovascular disease and overweight or obese. We knew this study was coming. They started studying it a little while ago. We were waiting for the results. We knew that the initial results were looking good. It just took a little while for the FDA to approve it. Although, boy, the FDA moved kind of quick on this one. But anyway, good news for people. It's a weekly injection, averages about $1,500 a month. Insurances are mixed on paying for it. But the risk of cardiovascular disease dropped by 20%, which is huge. Now, of course, it makes sense. You lose weight. You also lose an appetite for alcohol and sugar and bad things for your body. Yeah, you're going to probably improve your heart attack risk, stroke risk, etc. So basically, this study was, the FDA approval was based on the landmark phase 3 trial called SELECT, where the study enrolled 17,500 people without obesity and heart disease, but who were non-diabetic. Wegovy reduced the risk of non-fatal heart attack by 28% in the 5-year trial. That's huge. 7% reduction in non-fatal stroke. Few strokes were seen in the overall trial, which is good. 17%, though, of people receiving the drug stopped it. They also say there was a limitation of the study due to lack of diversity. 3/4 of the participants were male. The majority of them were white. 4% of the participants were black. So this cardiovascular risk indication, it's good news and bad news, all right? The good news is insurance is going to have to be more inclined to cover it, all right? Because not only is it for weight, right? And if Obamacare doesn't necessarily give insurance companies the guidance, remember, insurance companies, once Obamacare came around, many insurance companies covered less. They covered what were the 10 essential. They covered pre-existing. But then they're like, well, nothing else. Okay, now you want this when you go for your colonoscopy? No, we don't have to cover it. It's not in black and white. So many of these weight loss drugs are not being covered. You would think it would be common sense. An insurance company would end up paying less for heart disease and obesity issues, you know, if they covered the medication. But no, these medications are very expensive. So insurance companies are kind of fighting it. Now with this indication for Wegovy, it's huge. In terms of, all right, look, now we're trying to prevent cardiovascular health. So you have heart disease in the family. You have cardiac risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, family history of heart disease, male over 45, female over 55, or I think they lowered it to 40 and 50, menopausal, if you smoke, drink alcohol, sedentary lifestyle, stress, short stature, you might now be able to get this covered under insurance. All right, so what's the bad? Well, this is what we spoke about. All right, if there was roughly on average, a 20% change, drop in cardiovascular risk going on the medication, what is the risk for rebound? What is the rebound risk of heart disease? Now, I know they studied being on it, but we desperately need the studies for the millions of Americans going off. Even in this study, 17% of individuals had to quit the medication because of GI side effects. I forgot to ask. I had two patients this weekend who were on Wegovy but stopped. I forgot to ask why, because they were calling for a different issue. They go, well, I used to take Wegovy, but I'm not on it anymore. I forgot to ask why. But the ones I have asked, it's been insurance didn't cover it, or my out-of-pocket was expensive. Or I felt nauseous on it. No. Well, so if there is such an amazing cardiovascular effect, beneficial effect for going on it, we have got to ask the question and be prepared that going off of it won't not only negate the risk, but increase it. I know in this study only 17%, but I think the average person, yeah, or the majority of people, even if it's just a touch over 50%, go off of it at some point. Our current population, right, we do not have enough data being on the medication over a year, year and a half. Do we know if you could be on this medication for 5 years, for 10 years? The one thing we are seeing is a good number of people are going off of it. Maybe they love it, but they can't afford it. So if it's in short supply, I've had some patients where their doctor prescribed it, but they just haven't gotten it yet, and it's been 2 months. All right. Well, if you haven't started it, you won't get that cardiovascular benefit. But then also, again, what happens with the rebound? We need to know. Because if somebody is on it for a year and a half and insurance says we're done, we don't pay for it after a year and a half, or we find out that after a while your body compensates. You know, the big problem we have with phentermine, which is a stimulant, is after a while people say it doesn't work anymore. Well, yeah, your body gets used to it. Do we have any data on dependency? Now, we should have a good amount of data on Ozempic and Mounjaro, because it's been out for a while, and our diabetics have been on it. But have we done studies of everybody that went off and rebounded with their weight? Because I'm hearing that some people, and you look at some of these stars, they look like they've dropped 60 pounds. Well, yeah, you drop 60 pounds, your cardiovascular risk is going to look, it's going to drop amazingly. But what happens when you rebound? We've had study after study saying rebound, this yo-yo diet is bad for you. Would rather you slowly and methodically lose the weight than lose the weight rapidly and rebound. And because this medicine went viral, and it became, even though Wegovy got its indication for weight, I think in 2021, people weren't jumping on the bandwagon till last year. So we need to see what's happening in this next year or two to find out what we're looking at in terms of people being able to stay on it, let alone studies, let alone insurance coverage. Now, the other thing that's bad is many of us have noticed that our insurance premiums are going up ridiculously. My 2023 premiums compared to 2024 was so bad we had to switch companies. I don't blame these insurance companies for raising the rates. If they have to pay a $1,500 a month shot for the average American who wants it, someone's going to pay. So now that insurance companies are going to feel more pressure to pay, this might be one of the probably biggest moves that pushes us into the socialized medicine realm, which we don't want. We do not want socialized medicine. But insurance companies are not going to want to pay $15. And I mean, some people could get it for a grand. I've seen wholesale for $968 a month for this medication. But the pill form, Rybelsus, again, about $1,000 a month. These are expensive drugs. And insurance companies, if they are going to feel more of a push to pay, then they are going to take it out on us. And so I told you guys, many people got off their medication in January because their employer said, I'm not going with that company. It's too expensive. We're going to go with this company. Well, why was that company so much cheaper? Because they don't cover the weight loss drugs. So I'm excited about this. This is fantastic. The FDA given approval. We knew there was going to be some cardiac benefits, but somebody has got to answer the question, what the hell happens when people go off? And if they rebound and they're at higher cardiovascular risk, we need to be prepared when people stop it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced. and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA News Update. President Biden, in a sit-down long-form interview with MSNBC over the weekend after his State of the Union, he discussed the Israel-Hamas war and says it's time for Israeli leaders to be more mindful of innocent lives.
He has a right to defend Israel, a right to continue to pursue Hamas, but he must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken.
During the interview, Biden also expressed regret at having referred to a Georgia murder suspect who killed as an illegal immigrant instead of an undocumented one. It's now less than a month to go before a total solar eclipse will cross North America. On April 8th, people in 15 states will be able to see the moon almost totally cover the sun. Skies will temporarily darken in the path of totality. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm probably like a lot of you, I can't stand politics. I was looking at the daylight savings time bills that were submitted in the House and Senate. Bipartisan. Got through the Senate unanimously a couple years ago. Had to be reintroduced. Both bills just sitting in committee. Nobody doing anything. But they were short bills. They weren't really long bills. There wasn't anything else thrown into it. They were just two simple bills in the House and the Senate to stop biannual daylight savings time changes. Nothing's happening. But the bills that they do look at are the ones that have hundreds of things mixed into them. And I don't understand that. You would think they'd get more done. Going, all right, guys, let's vote to finally end an archaic daylight saving time practice since it's not World War II anymore. Nope. So we do have a budget from President Joe Biden. It is a $7.3 trillion budget. It includes $11.8 billion in border spending, even though he could reverse the executive orders he canceled with Trump, that Trump did. He could have, the border wall, the money was spent. We have all the things for the border wall. He could have continued with that, but apparently he wants to look like he's busy and let things stall in Congress. But, you know, at least he's doing something. It's just, I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. But there'll be $11.8 billion in border spending, $850 billion for the Pentagon, and he now wants to look like he's all about border security as he is dealing with a failing poll numbers and popularity numbers going into this next election. $3 billion for climate change resilience, $5 trillion in new taxes on corporations and the wealthy over the next decade. No, they're not going to go after student loan debt. It does, even though that's money they need, personally, don't go after the students. Just go to every college saying, hey, guys, all those millions of dollars you made on these students, why don't each of you pay $10,000 back so we could write $10,000 off? But they're not going to do that. So the president's plan is going to raise taxes by a net total of $4.9 trillion. More than 7% above what the U.S. would collect if they did collect. I know we have an issue where the numbers are half of Americans don't pay taxes at all. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on there. But Americans earning less than $400,000 a year will get tax cuts totaling $750 billion. Those earning above $400,000 a year will see increased taxes. Investment gains, self-employment income. So, according to Shalonda Young, the director of the White House Budget Office, says we can do all of our investments by asking those in the top 1% to 2% to pay more into the system. Now, what's interesting is there's been calls in California to have people make $50 an hour minimum wage. So, as you start to increase the minimum wage, are they going to change that $400,000 threshold? Now, I think it's individuals. I don't think it's couples, but still, obviously a huge concern. Because I've known many individuals who want to get out of that cutoff. And so, like we saw with Obamacare, where you had to pay for full-time health insurance, so they cut people's hours, so they were just under that mark. Well, same thing. If you have somebody making that, I've known people who will work one day less, so they now don't hit that tax bar. You have to be really careful with that, where if the amount of taxes is so much more that it's worth it for people to not. Look at that study that looked at what you would need to make at minimum to get off the government dime. And in some cities, it was like $137,000 to make it worth your time to get off the government handouts. Well, the average job isn't offering $137,000. So many people go, look, when you look at the $137,000 and then the taxes you have to pay on that, and then the going to work and the expenses to go to work, and then my outfits and gas, it's cheaper for me to just bring in the $80,000 or whatever I'm getting in terms of welfare, housing assistance, food stamps, etc. So, I don't know if anybody is thinking this through or if they don't care. I want the border secure. I like the wall idea. I like whatever Border Patrol agents are asking for. They're asking for barriers. The money was already spent for the barriers, so I don't know what we're spending on more. I mean, we do need more staff. But, you know, so defense will include this $850 billion, Homeland Security, including border and immigration, $62.2 billion, education, $82 billion, housing, $72.6 billion, interior, $17.8 billion, Department of Justice, $37.8 billion, climate change resilience, $3 billion, labor, $13.9 billion. Members of the military will get a 4.5% pay increase. I support that. This will not include support to Ukraine. Congress has to pass the National Security Supplemental Request for that. The budget includes $4.7 billion Southwest Border Fund to respond to the, quote, uncertainty on the U.S.-Mexico border, including responding to migrant searches. 3 years too late. But, you know, we have parts of this that could be very, very good. But unfortunately, there's other things mixed in. And so when somebody says we can't vote on this, because we're approving X, Y, and Z, and the media doesn't cover that other X, Y, and Z, well, that's a problem. And so, I mean, you could very easily do single bills. There's going to be $2.1 billion for weather satellites to maintain the existing fleet of satellites critical to extreme weather forecasts and invest in next-generation systems that would provide more accurate forecasts to combat the more powerful and frequent storms. There'll be $2.9 billion for Secret Service, as well as $70 million. It's going to have to be included for the presidential campaign, the inauguration, and $16 million to begin security preparations for the 2026 World Cup. Now, I like the World Cup. That's nice. But does it have to be in this bill? So now there's going to be back and forth negotiations on what we're going to be doing with soccer. Just pass, just do the executive order, reverse what you stopped the Trumps, get the border back secure. And why do we have to have all this other stuff in this? I mean, yes, I think that's nice, but it could be a separate bill. There's $7.8 billion for the Artemis program, according to Daily Mail. It would bring astronauts, including the first women and first people of color, and the first international astronauts to the lunar surface. Well, that's really, really nice. Is it necessary today? I mean, we need something in the next hour. It provides 12 weeks of paid family and medical leave. Again, nice. But we need to secure the border today. It also offers universal pre-kindergarten education to 4 million four-year-olds and gives plans the flexibility to expand preschool to three-year-olds. Again, really, really nice. I think it's fantastic that we are allowing kids to learn. But again, if this is going to take weeks to discuss, can it be in a separate bill? So the corporate tax, when you raise corporate tax rate to 28% from 21, although everybody says, yay, tax the rich, tax these companies, what do you think the corporations are going to do? So we're going to have higher prices. So, that, I mean, look at what happened with minimum wage and fast food. So, yeah, this new tax on large corporations, quadrupling, I don't even want to go into it. Just, come on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And excluding some skin cancers, colorectal cancer is still the third leading cause of cancer and cancer death in both men and women. According to the American Cancer Society, this year there will be 106,590 new cases of colon cancer, 46,220 new cases of rectal cancer. 53,000 people may die this year alone. Black men and women are at increased incidence and can be affected more aggressively at a younger age. Risk factors for colorectal cancer include genetics, family history of colorectal cancer, tobacco use, alcohol use, obesity, poor diet, physical inactivity, diabetes, precancerous polyps, inflammatory bowel disease. So screening is crucial. Now, joining us next is a pre-record of an interview. We were very fortunate that doctors with the American College of Surgeons were able to come on the show to share cancer prevention tips. But due to their busy schedule, we had to pre-record this. So I'm really, really excited where we have Dr. Paula DeNoia from Stony Brook Medicine to kind of talk to us about why screening is vital and how we could hopefully prevent one of the deadliest cancers that is afflicting us now, especially with young people on the rise. Here we go.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we've been discussing this month, March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and strikingly, colorectal cancer is now a leading cause of cancer death in young people. This is a statistic that shouldn't be happening. And we are very, very grateful that we have doctors with the American College of Surgeons to talk to us about why this is happening and also share some prevention tips. Dr. Paula DeNoia is joining us today from Stony Brook Medicine. Dr. DeNoia, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Wow. Well, this is definitely frightening to see that a younger population is, we're not progressing in terms of cancer prevention. It's going the opposite direction. Why are we seeing more cases in young people with colorectal cancer?
Yeah, it's definitely a concerning statistic. While we don't know the exact causes, it's not fully understood. We believe that it is multiple factors, including environmental things, changes in our genetic information, and dietary and lifestyle factors.
Mm-hmm. You know, I come from a family where colorectal cancer, it's both sides of the family, and I have been fortunate enough to get colonoscopy screening, you know, since my 30s. You know, how are we looking at with the screenings? I know we've, you know, finally made adjustments. It's for those people at higher risk, including those who are Black Americans, African Americans. What about the younger generation? Any sort of, recommendations for younger people in screening?
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a great point about family history. Knowing your family history is a huge factor in this. We do recommend for all comers, everybody, to start screening at age 45 now. So that was a change from a few years ago. We were screening at 50 before. So now it's 45, but anyone, like you brought up, that has a family history should start screening sooner than that. And then the other thing is knowing any symptoms that are concerning, because anyone with concerning symptoms should get screened earlier than, you know, at any age, including teenagers in their 20s. There's no cutoff for the age on colonoscopy or other testing if you have concerning symptoms. Those symptoms are going to be any change in your normal bowel function, so new constipation, new diarrhea, rectal bleeding, mucus, rectal pain, and also unintentional weight loss are all concerning symptoms that should prompt going to the doctor and getting testing.
Mm-hmm. You know, the older generations, not to stereotype, but, you know, they'll look in the toilet. They're really all about what their body secretes. But younger individuals don't like to look at what they just left. And I try to urge people to definitely look at the stool, because you'll be the first one to find blood, or you'll see if they're pencil shaped or changes. And we really need to encourage younger generations to, it's okay. It's not taboo to, you know, look and examine yourself and, you know, be on top of that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's why it's so important that we're talking about it. Because you should know what is normal for your own body, and you're going to be the first one to notice the changes.
We're speaking to Dr. Paula DeNoia, Commission on Cancer State Care at the Eastern Long Island, New York Chapter, Program Director for the Colorectal Surgery Residency Program at Stony Brook Hospital. I got students there. Thank you for being there for them, and Associate Professor of Surgery. So, you know, the colonoscopy prep, I've written pieces on this to help make it easier. Some individuals don't even want to think about colon cancer because they are afraid of the colonoscopy. Can you kind of ease their mind about how that process goes?
Sure. So colonoscopy is the gold standard. It's the best test we have for colorectal cancer screening and also prevention, because we actually are able to remove polyps or precancerous growths and prevent cancer from forming. The test itself should not be scary. It is generally going to be done under sedation or anesthesia. It takes about 30 minutes. The patient will not feel anything. They're not going to be uncomfortable, and they're not going to have any lasting pain or discomfort after the procedure. The bowel prep, which is really necessary to have a successful test, is done before to clean out the colon. Everyone has heard nightmare stories from their grandparents or whatever about how horrible it was. It's gotten a lot better. You have to talk to your doctor about different options. There's pill preps, there are lower volume preps. They don't taste so bad. So it really shouldn't be so scary. The other thing I would add is that there are other screening tests available. They're not as effective as colonoscopy, but there are stool tests like a FIT test or a stool DNA test that can be done. And in people who are absolutely against having a colonoscopy, doing one of these other tests first should be discussed as well. Any screening test you do is better than no screening at all.
So true. Yes. And I know, you know, many people ask about Cologuard or things like that. And, you know, the one thing I like about the colonoscopy is it is one of the very few cancer screening tests that cures as it goes. When a colonoscopy finds the polyp and removes it, I mean, you're getting twofer for that one. I mean, not only getting screened, but you're getting a preventative sort of procedure done. And so, you know, I'm a fan of the colonoscopies, but I agree with you. For those who, you know, want, you know, to avoid the colonoscopy, at least we have others. It's just not as, you know, sensitive or specific, I should say.
Absolutely. It's, like you said, one of the few tests we have that actually prevents cancer from forming. So I would definitely encourage everyone to do a colonoscopy if they're able to.
Absolutely. So where can my patients go to learn more?
Sure. They can go to the American College of Surgeons website, facs.org/colorectalcancer, and there's lots of good information on there.
I call them patients, my listeners. My listeners are so, sorry, listeners. They're like, I keep calling them patients. Well, God bless you and your team. Can't wait to have you back, and thank you for all you're doing during colon cancer colorectal cancer awareness month.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.